frequently happens with recovery is that as our patterns of relating change, so do our circles of friends, as well as our intimate relationships. We change in how we relate to our parents and to our children. With our parents, we become less needy and less angry and often less ingratiating as well. We become much more honest, often more tolerant, and sometimes more genuinely loving. With our children, we become less controlling, less worried, and less guilty. We relax and enjoy them more because we are able to relax and enjoy ourselves more. We feel more freedom to pursue our own needs and interests, and this frees them to do the same. Friends with whom we could once commiserate endlessly may now strike us as obsessed and unhealthy, and while we may offer to share what has been helpful for us, we will not allow ourselves to carry the burden of their troubles. Mutual misery as a criterion for friendship is replaced by more rewarding mutual interests. In short, recovery will change your life in more ways than I can predict for you on these pages. And sometimes that will be uncomfortable. Don't let the discomfort stop you. The fear of change, of relinquishing what we've always known and done and been, is what holds us back from our metamorphosis into a healthier, higher, more truly loving self. It is not the pain that holds us back. We're already enduring alarming levels of pain with no prospect of relief unless we change. What holds us back is the fear. Fear of the unknown. The best way I know to confront and combat fear is to join forces with fellow travelers who are on the same journey. Find a support group of those others who have been where you are and who are headed for or have already arrived at the destination you want to reach. Join them on the path toward a new way of living.
This is Ellen Archer. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Women Who Love Too Much. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse and produced and directed by Mae Wuthrich. Women Who Love Too Much is a production of Penguin Audio, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved. The book Women Who Love Too Much is available wherever Tarcher books are sold.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.